But as I said now, I missed a lot of that. I used to get embroidery too. But I just had to work in the store. I couldn't. Fine. Jimmy said, now let her take that sewing machine to the house. And I was just on the way out here. And when you're down with that, you can't see the way on people and really doing nothing. And that meant our livelihood with that store.
Sure.
And so that's what I done. And I just learning to do a lot of things, modern things, I say.
If a person wanted to sign their name in ink, they'd have to use a...
Oh, well, they use a goose quill.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. But then they got the, you could buy pin points.
Oh, I see.
Pin points.
Uh-huh.
You get your stock, and then you could buy different points. Well, when one played out, you just put another point in there, and then you get names and that.
Oh,
then that.
And then, now, like, on baby diapers, they hold them in place with
Oh, safety pins.
Well, they had those way back then.
Yes, I don't remember when we did.
I wondered about that.
I really don't. I don't remember ever not seeing a safety pin. I don't believe. Well, now they wasn't as plentiful. When you got them, you had to take out because they were kind of hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, I don't remember. Well, when I was a child, there wasn't any babies in our home. And so I just never was seen. See, my mother's children were all, when my daddy died, of course, the baby one was little, but I was little too, and I just don't remember. But after I got bigger, I just don't remember. And there wasn't as many, straight pins was hard to get. Yes, they were hard to get, because I know when the peddler would come, well, once in a great while, he'd have some safety or some pins, and sometimes he wouldn't.
Well, now, all the clothing, like you were telling me about, that she would make like those
pants.
Now, that would be, did they make their Sunday clothes, too, for the men?
Oh, yes, yes, they made Sunday clothes. They had, well, there just wasn't no clothes, hardly. You might could have gone, now, people that were able might could have gone. And I guess they maybe did manage some way to get a suit, but I don't know now. I don't remember that. I just don't remember how hard it was.
But would they make something look like suits when they do it? Do you remember when men used to wear suits that had three-piece suits?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, vest and coat and pants.
And that
was a suit, you see.
And that was...
Uh-huh. Yeah. The vest. Oh, yeah, men used to not just go out their shirt as well as their vest. They had to have a vest.
Oh, that was just... Yeah, that was really
You know, the vest they're wearing them, women's wearing them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Nowadays.
Yeah.
And now if you had washed something like that, if it wasn't vaporized or something like then, a cotton shirt or something, and you washed it in hot water.
Yeah. It grew up.
Did that happen?
Yes. And I can remember, honey, when I was a child coming to town with mother. And she, the salesman cut off a little piece and she'd chew that to see if it would fade.
You know me?
Yes. Every woman would sample that material to chew it.
And they'd tell if it was going to fade.
Yeah, they could tell if it was going to fade or run to where
it was. Could they tell if it was going to shrink?
Well, now, I don't know about that. I never did hear mother say, but I've seen mother chew just a little piece that he cut off just a little bit, you know, and And Lord, she wouldn't be the only one. Every woman would have to see if it would fade.
Well, that is just amazing.
Yes, sir. Wasn't that silly, too? Now, just think about that.
I just can't believe it.
But they all had to go through something the same way.
Yeah.
They're all in the same boat. There wasn't any
difference. Yeah. Well, now, if a woman like that, stand in front of a mirror all the time and all this. She'd say, boy, she sure does like to